Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Another SPLC attack on Liberty Counsel. We just filed our brief at the Court of Appeals. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, it seems the Southern Poverty Law Center is relentless in coming after various pro-life, pro-family organizations. And this is an example. I think it's for more than a decade this case has been going on with Janet Jenkins. Is that correct?
Yeah, Janet Jenkins. Janet Jenkins and Lisa Miller, they ended up getting into a relationship, and they got a civil union in Vermont when Vermont became the first state in the country to pass a civil union law. Well, Janet Jenkins was lesbian, and Lisa Miller entered into the lesbian relationship. Lisa then became artificially inseminated and gave birth to her daughter, her biological daughter, Isabella. Well, shortly after she got the civil union in 2004, she became a Christian, and she separated. She moved back to Virginia, where she was from. She was only temporarily in Vermont, and she took her daughter, Isabella. She then, pro se, filed to dissolve the civil union in Vermont, and Janet Jenkins resisted that, and so the case then began litigation in Vermont and Virginia. Virginia had passed a constitutional state amendment that said marriage is the union of a man and a woman, and Virginia also does not recognize out-of-state civil unions. So the question is whether or not that Vermont civil union could be enforced in Virginia. Well, the Virginia State Court issued brand new law and declared Janet Jenkins parental rights, even though she hadn't been with the child long enough, and it made all brand new law there in Vermont.
And again, not her biological child.
Not her biological child. And then the case went up the chain in Vermont and also in Virginia.
Because they felt like she still needed to get visitation rights, even though it wasn't her biological child?
Yeah, so we didn't represent her at the very beginning, but we came in around 2005 or so, 2006, and began representing Lisa Miller because of this now new precedential case pitting Vermont against Virginia's law. Mm. And so the case was proceeding up the appeals courts in Vermont and Virginia at the same time. In the meantime, the court in Vermont had issued visitation rights to Lisa Miller. Lisa Miller was a difficult client. She would do what she wanted to do. And so we told her that she needed to abide by and obey the court orders. While the case was pending, we need to work this out through the legal system. And so at first, she allowed visitation. But then what happened is Isabella started having various kinds of reactions when she would go to visit Janet Jenkins. She would say that she wanted to harm herself. She would start wetting her bed. She started making allegations about what was happening when she was in the presence of Janet Jenkins. And so that obviously caused concern to Lisa Miller, who wanted to restrict visitation. Mm-hmm. So bottom line, make a long story short, there was this controversy back and forth about whether you should have unsupervised visitation. Lisa Miller wanted to be present. Janet Jenkins did not want her to be present. So Lisa stopped giving all the visitation that was required by the courts. We had warned her that that could result in contempt. We had warned her that it could result in change of custody.
But I'm sure she just, bottom line, she had the, you know, she thought of her child
she was
first.
And so anyway.
She was afraid something was happening.
Whatever she was doing, this is what was happening. And so you come to 2009. The cases now are at the Court of Appeals in both states, so the litigation is still ongoing. And all of a sudden, in September of 2009, even though she had just informed one of our contract attorneys at the time that she was looking for a job in Virginia, she stopped communicating. She stopped responding to emails, no answering of the phones. The voicemail got filled up. And then no communication. So we went to the courts and said we lost contact with our client. come to find out, in retrospect, it was about a year later that it was revealed, this was during the Obama administration, that she had actually fled the country with her daughter, and that there were some people that had helped her flee the country, and that she had gone to Central America. And that's the first time that we had figured out where she was. It was part of a criminal investigation of the people who helped her. So three people actually went to jail over this, and they went to trial. Then what happened is Janet Jenkins filed suit against Lisa Miller and a bunch of other people, and not against me or Rena Linda Valtzen, our contract attorney, or Liberty Counsel. But then a couple years later, added us. I got dismissed from the case. Liberty Counsel was still in, along with Rena Linda Valtzen, who was our contract attorney. And so then the SPLC got word of it, and they took over the case. And they have put lots and lots of resources, big law firms, on the case. And as a result of that, they continued the litigation because they've tried and they have wanted to bring down Liberty Counsel. Incredibly, during the deposition of Janet Jenkins, asking her what she was really wanting to do, she wanted Liberty Counsel. And she asked for $200 billion, with a B, I'm not kidding, $200 billion in damages against Liberty Counsel, claiming that we must have been part of this conspiracy to allow her to flee the country.
So the Southern Poverty Law Center jumped at the opportunity.
Yeah, because they saw Liberty Counsel there. So we spent more than 11,000 hours, 25 depositions, thousands of exhibits. I sat for 2 7-hour depositions, one personally and one as a representative of Liberty Counsel. And then we spent hundreds, several hundred, like 400 or so pages, thousands of exhibits to file our summary judgment. And last year, the judge in April 2025, federal judge, ruled in our favor on every point, dismissing SPLC's claims as meritless, finding, number one, that there was no basis at all. They had no evidence. And number two, that their claim was nevertheless barred by the statute of limitations anyway. So now they filed an appeal, and we just filed our opposition brief. So pray for the case. It's on appeal. They'll file their reply brief, and then the court will either make a decision or they'll set oral argument and then make a decision. But pray that this case finally is done. The SPLC just won't stop. They know that they have no proof. And in fact, what was aggravating, Holly, when we got their brief, they pretended, they act as though there's been no discovery. They have not been able to discover a single thing, not anything. All of the people who were involved in helping Lisa Miller and her daughter flee the country, all the people, including Lisa Miller, have said, Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, Rena Linda Valtzen, none of them had any, nobody at Liberty Counsel had any knowledge, had any participation in any of her decision or her fleeing before, during, or after the fact.
So this now goes before a different court, right?
It goes before a court of appeals, a three-judge panel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, Mark Potok, he was the SPLC senior fellow, and he clearly stated that the organization's motive is the following, quote, I'm quoting him, I want to say plainly that our aim is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them, close
quote. Well, and you see what they've done. I mean, like Family Research Council, for example. I mean, it became very extreme violence that this guy who had followed them, I guess, took their hate map that you can find online. He took it literally, went to Family Research Council with a loaded gun and Chick-fil-A sandwiches in his backpack with the intent of committing mass murder.
And it's because
the SPLC serious.
Had just added the Family Research Council to its hate list, and it's the same year that they added Liberty Counsel to
very
its hate
serious.
List.
Very serious, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've had to take extra security precautions because of this, because nonsensical people, they read this stuff, they believe it, and then they go out and take action.
And Steve Scalise was injured at that baseball game because of the same kind of thing. Followed them on social media and had the intent to harm someone because of the SPLC.
Yeah, the person was a follower of SPLC on social media, and he wanted to take out all the Republicans, particularly Steve Scalise, because he was written about by the SPLC in one of their articles.
Right. This is a very serious
And it
issue.
Almost killed him.
Yes.
He still has a permanent injury to this day.
Yes.
Because of the serious side effect from the injury that he fortunately survived.
So I've yet to figure out why the SPLC is allowed to continue all this, but that's for another day, I guess.
Yeah, well, this is a group that does a lot of damage. So pray for Liberty Counsel, pray for a favor on this case so that we can finally put this in our rearview mirror and move forward. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.